Okay, interview with what a goal scorer he is. Second goal of the season tonight, but it was such an important goal, Chris.
Yeah, thankful to get it. You know, it's rare I get one, the mind two in a season, so I'm happy to get them at an important time as well, because we were flat in the first half and we needed to play well in the second half, and thankfully everyone did.
Yeah, it was an unusual position for the team to be in. You just weren't firing on all cylinders, but I suppose there's been so many games you've had to play and whatever. They had the lead at half-time, but you came out in the second half and you got two goals in the space of 6 minutes. Pat the first and your goal in the second. It was Michael Duffy's cross to you and your effort was perfect. Left-hand corner of the net, super goal.
Yeah, you know, on other nights we could have 90 minutes of things not going right for us, so we were lucky that we only had the 45. And we could get in just 1-0 down at half-time and regroup, and it shows real character for us to come out and get the three goals in the end. You know, Pat firing all cylinders at 21 for the season, yeah. It really is brilliant for him, and then Mickey's done all the work and set it up for me for the second, and he's another player in such a vein of form this season. It's great to have the two of them.
But you're a player, Pat, that, or Chris, that's having an immense season. You were called on in one way to take a hold of the centre midfield position when Stephen O'Donnell got that awful bad injury. You were playing regularly anyway, of course, but you've been absolutely fantastic.
That's part and parcel with a few boys, you know. It's up to us senior players to step up, because Stevie's had that injury and unfortunately he's not in the playing setup as for now. So it's up for the likes of myself, Dane, Brian Gartland to step up. And I think myself and Robbie Benson have a real good understanding in the midfield at the minute, and they're going through a good bit of form, and we need to just really push on for the remaining 12 weeks of the season and bring it into every competition that we're in.
You've hit the front at the right time.
That's it, you know. You could say when we beat Cork at the start of the year and then came here and drew. I thought tonight in the second half that once we got the first goal, we felt that we'd go and get a second and we wouldn't slip up like we did the last time.
Jesus, they were putting you under a barrage of pressure. James or Rogers took off it. Gary Rogers took off it. Great saves at the end. And then you broke. They forced five corners in a row and then you broke. That's a sign of a great team in Pat Hoban finishing.
Yeah, it was good because, you know, Pat's a good team here. It's not easy to come here and win, especially when they're playing. There was probably one of the best performances I've seen tonight. And, you know, it shows real character to dig in and grind out five corners in a row. Some other teams might slip and concede and you're walking away with a point. But lucky for us, we defended, and then all of a sudden we're on the break and we get a third.
And now you head to Tallinn on Tuesday morning. You looking forward to the game?
Yeah, it's these journeys are great, you know. I was saying to Gavin before, you know, you can't take them for granted, because there's some boys that go playing throughout the league and they're not lucky enough to play in Europe. So they go and enjoy them. But for us now, it's we recover in the morning and then we do our homework throughout the week and get ready for the game on Thursday, and you can fully focus on it, you know, because you kind of have to put on the back burner when the draw was made a few weeks ago.
And you have an old friend back, Patrick McElhinney.
No, he's never going to stray too far, and it's great to have Patrick back. You know, he said what he says on there about his move, and it's great to have him back. And you can see that, you know, the Docks are kind of second home to him away from Derry, and I thought he was only ever going to come back to us.
Listen, I think everybody from the Dock would be geared to their radios or whatever, their computers or whatever way they can see. And listen, the best of luck on Thursday.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Thanks a million.
No worries.
Thanks very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
So we came out flying in the second half, and I thought we had great intent.